Vietnam's Minister of Planning and Investment, Vu Hong Phuc, announced the figures here Friday at the annual meeting of aid donors to Vietnam.
5,426,000 đô la.
Phuc says donors have pledged $5.4 billion for 2008, an increase of nearly 20% over 2007. The figure includes $1.35 billion from the Asian Development Bank and $1.1 billion each from the World Bank and Japan. Vietnam's economy is growing at more than 8% a year, but donors say that is partly why it needs the aid. Most of the new assistance consists of loans for infrastructure improvements, the ports and roads needed by Vietnam's export-driven industries. Ayumi Konishi, Vietnam director of the Asian Development Bank, says private sources cannot supply the needed capital, and official direct assistance is still needed.
If you really look at how much the private sector is contributing to the development of infrastructure, it's still very limited. You still have to depend on the government funds and ODA for the infrastructure build-up.
The World Bank's Hanoi representative, Ajay Chibber, said donor satisfaction at Vietnam's implementation of aid projects was the highest of any country in the world.
This is about 20% increase over last year, and really it affirms how strongly the donor community stands behind the plans that the government has taking this country forward.
European countries pledged some $960 million, and the United States pledged $114 million. But their demands to Vietnam were more stringent than those of the larger Asian donors. Both the U.S. and the European Union called on Vietnam to do more to fight corruption and to allow greater political freedom for its citizens. An EU statement issued at the meeting said too many Vietnamese citizens are still imprisoned or detained for the peaceful expression of their personal views. Planning Minister Phuc did not mention human rights, but he did talk about corruption.
Một vấn đề mà các vị có đề cập nhiều.
Phuc says corruption is an issue many developing countries face, not just Vietnam. He says Vietnam is determined to fight it. Vietnam hopes to prevent a repeat of a scandal earlier this year in which a transportation ministry unit that had worked on World Bank projects was found to be riddled with corruption. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.